Okay, today's daf is Nun Hey. We are in the Dalam Beis, I believe the last line. Okay? So, the Mishnah had mentioned that while the Kohen Gadol was doing the Avodah, the Ketores, inside the Kachet Kachim, so he has another Kohen standing outside, being with Maris, you know, stirring the blood, and then he takes the blood, and then he goes back inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and he would sprinkle it by the Aron, sprinkling first, and he wouldn't do it, Lamata would do Kematzlev. What's Matzlev? So the Gemara asks, Mike, it's a whipping motion basically. So Mike Kematzlev, so what is considered Matzlev? So Machve Rav Yehuda, showed everybody Kiminagda. It's like someone who gets Malkus, Rashi's Kiminagda, Kimaki Berutsua, Shematlam in the Ksafayim, Umate Beholochamata. So, you know, he tries not to hit the same spot twice. So basically, it's like a whipping motion, and get it in and keep start up here and keep moving it down, so you get it in different spots. Okay.
Listen, it says Achaz up, Achaz
Shai.
It means Achaz up, down, up, down.
Achaz up, and then the other ones Achaz for Achaz, Achaz Shai, Achaz.
Achaz Shai implies like one up and two down.
No, but this is only counting. We'll get to it, but it's only counting the one that you're sprinkling. What I'm up to. What I've done in the past and what I'm currently up to. Okay. So Tana. Kishe hu maze. Okay, now we're gonna read another Bryce that talks about how you do the sprinkling. Kishe hu maze. When he does the sprinkling, which is the one up, doing the one up, you know, the one up or above, which we say at alakaporus, ena maze alakaporus. He doesn't do it actually onto the first one, so it's on the aron. He doesn't do it that it hits the aron. He doesn't do it that it hits the paroches. Right, Ella can negate over your shakalparos. It would be near it fall near the kapores, but it would be on the ground. And when we say yachas achas lamala and then shavu lamata, it's just the way his hand is situated when he does the sprinkling. Keshu mazin lamala mitzaded yado lamata. When he goes lamala, he keeps the back of his hand, I guess, lamala, and he has his palm facing up, and he goes like this. That's just the sprinkling. The sprinkles like up and down, it turns it the other way and sprinkles down. That's all. It's not talking about location. It's just talking about how his hand is. What?
You're sprinkling in the air. How's that come out? You're sprinkling in the air.
Like this.
You're not sprinkling on the kaporos.
Of course
you're
not.
You're sprinkling in the air.
You're sprinkling it down near the kaporos.
I sprinkle one lower than the other.
Because you start. You have the blood drip here, then the next one here, then the next one here,
so
the next
cross.
One. No, down. It's in front of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's Maslov. So that's exactly what Rashi says. Shemakim min hakasvayim umakim a holy chlamat. And you keep going lower down.
Lower down what?
Lower down the floor in front of you. Yeah. It's all on the floor.
It's not lower or higher.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara is saying.
It's not touching the
floor. It's along the floor.
There are two
different
times.
It's all along the floor. Doesn't hit the parochas. We have that story where the guy went to Rome. Yes. That's an issue. We got to deal with that.
That's coming up.
Yeah. How do you figure that? He says, because maybe he didn't have to go on the answer. Maybe he didn't have to go on the parochas, but sometimes it can splatter and hit the parochas. But he didn't have to specifically throw it under the parochas.
He put the sword through and poured out the blood from the Gemara tells that it has the...
That was different blood.
That was the second one.
No, that's the blood. That was the blood because they killed the Navi. Yes. But the Rashi says clearly, Lo Ayadam Nogibo, it didn't touch it. That's how they did it. It didn't touch it. Again, we're walking in with our preconceived notions because we think when we say Achlamat, that there was some sort of line and that you would on the parochus and you would throw one on top of the line and one 7 below the line. It didn't touch the parochus. It didn't touch the kaporis.
That's
now it goes.
Up and down.
It's how your hand.
What bothered me, you say Kamatzlev, it's a pattern.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the problem? You have a pen?
On the floor,
exactly.
It's not up and down at all.
It is up and down. Up and down is your hand. Because up and down is your hand. Up and down is the way your hand is. This is your hand up. This is your hand down. That's all it is. Up and down is the hand. And you sprinkle once going like this, then 7 times going like that. And you make a pattern. Eight splotches on the floor in front of you.
Okay.
Shumaz lemata mitzadi yad lemala. Okay, or maybe the other way around. Kishu maze lemala mitzade. Yeah, they're right. This is lemala. This is lemata. Okay. So now again, the Mishnah just had mentioned that, or we just learned out, that when you sprinkle the blood of the par, the blood of the sayer, like we've been discussing, it doesn't go on the kaporis. It doesn't go on the kaporis. It's not the way it doesn't go on the kaporis. Rashi says, Rashi says clearly, lo hayudam nogim ba. It wouldn't touch. So, how do we know that? How do we know it doesn't touch? Pasuk seems to indicate that it goes al hakaporis. Right? Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, Amar of Zera, Amakra. The Pasuk says, again, we're talking about two korbanos here. The dam of the sayer, right, which is the sayer of Hashem, and the par, which is the par of the kohen. Both of them are going to have this hazos inside. So Amar of Acha, and there are two different psukim. So basically, I'll just say the pasuk for the sayer, and the pasuk for the sayer mentions how many times you do down, doesn't mention how many times you do up, and the par is the opposite. It tells you the one time up, doesn't tell you how many times down. So basically, the end, we're going to learn one from the other, but until we get there, we have a brisa. Samar Bachar bar Yaakov Amar Bezerah Amakra. The pasuk says this is by the Dam Hasayir. It says Veshacha Sirachatas. It says Vehize also Alakaporis. Alakaporis means up. Velifnei Hakaporis, and in front of the Kaporis. It means down. So Gemara says basically says, why do I need to tell me Lifnei Hakaporis, meaning the down ones? Lo Yomer Lamata Besayir. Don't tell me that I have to go down, right? De Lo Tzarich. I don't know that. I don't need that. It's extra. The extraneous. The gamar may matlab lepar, because they already told me by the par. It says v'lefnei akaporis yozer shem fami min dama etzba'o. And so lama nemar. Why does it say it by the sayer? Because we have a pasuk that says v'yasa damo kasher asol dama par. So there's a hekesh between the sayer and the par. So the par already tells me I do seven down. Why do I need the words v'lefnei akaporis? Just already told me kasher asol dama par. So it must be that when it tells me v'lefnei akaporis or the seven down, it tells me the seven down by the Sawyer, it's come to teach me something. What's it come to teach me? La kushe al lifnei, to compare al, which means the up one, which means the one, the seven, the one up, compare to the seven down. La kushe al lifnei, ma lifnei de lav al. Just like lifnei doesn't touch the kaporis itself, doesn't touch the arum, doesn't touch the paroches, right? El af al de lav al mamish. So to al doesn't touch it. Al just means the location of your hand. It means how your hand is situated. It doesn't mean it goes on top. It doesn't go on the kaporis. It doesn't go on the covering. Nothing is supposed to touch according to this. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Well, let's do it the other way around.
Yeah.
What? It makes plenty of sense. The only problem is you have a pasuk. What?
You're changing the words of the pasuk.
You're not changing the words of the pasuk. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense otherwise. Otherwise, every word in the pasuk has to have meaning.
Exactly.
So if you have lifnei hakaporis, it has no meaning. Because it's already learned. We already know it. So you're just making a hekesh. So yours says, Adarab, I'll make the hekesh the other way around. It says, Lo yomer lemala bipar. Don't tell me that I have to do it, how many times I have to do it above, you know, the high ones. Don't tell me that by par. Why? Because by par, it doesn't tell me the one up, it tells me the seven down. But by the sayer, it tells me the one up, it doesn't tell me the seven down. So by saying one up by par, that's extraneous, because you have the hekesh already. So what's it come to teach me? It's come to teach me, oh, just like the one above has to go on, so to the seven below have to go on. You can make the hekesh both ways. So Adiraba, lo yom lamala bepar. Don't tell me lamala bepar. By par it says the lokach midama par v'izab etzba o al pnei hakaporis kedma. Okay, so it's talking about the one up pnei hakaporis kedma. The lo tzarich. I don't need that. The gomer mimala desoyer. I'll learn out from mimala misar that said where there it says he's a oso. It talks about one sprinkling up. So I already have the one sprinkling up. They're both compared to each other. What do I need to tell me anything by the par? Right, lama nemar. So why is it coming to tell? What's it coming for? So it's going to come from the opposite hekesh. La kushe lifnei la'al. To make a hekesh between lifnei, which is the hazos lamata, ta'al, which is the hazara lamala. Ma'al al mamish. So maybe al means al mamish. Af lifnei should mean al mamish. So that makes more sense for Mati, because al means al. The Gemara says, I can't do that. Because if I do it this way, then I have extra words that don't have any limud. The problem is that we have al and lifnei by par, al and lifnei by sawyer. Each al, each lifnei, had to teach us something. The Gemara is saying, if I use the hekesh the second way, then the lifnei by sayer has no meaning. And you're left with no meaning. So you have a conflict between pashtus hamikra and leaving things over extraneous without teaching you anything. And the Gemara refuses to have anything left over, for the hekesh will teach us what the pashtus hamikra is. Your pashtus hamikra is not the actual pashtus hamikra, based on the way that the Gemara is learning, the way the Gemara has to learn, because otherwise we'll have extraneous psukim. You can't have extraneous psukim. So what's that problem? Hi, Mai. What's this question? How are you going to learn the second way to teach me that basically the second way is that the lamala by par is extra, and it comes to teach me that everything goes actually touches the kaporis. Can't be. Mara says, "E amart bishlama lamata the sayer." If you tell me that lamata the sayer is the extra one, is the extra one, and that's la akushe, that comes to compare lamalat. E amart lamata the sayer la akushe. Then lamala. Right. So if I have, if I say you're right, if I say the lamata the sayer is the left, was what's there to learn the hekesh. And that then teaches me that nothing touches the kapores. Then I still, lemala mipar still teaches me something. Right? Lemala mipar still me boile lecha the sanya debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Comes to teach me with the rule of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The sanya debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The pasuk says, v'hiza be'etzba'o al p'nei hakapores kedma. Ze bana'av sheko mokom shenemar p'nei eno elekadim. It comes to teach us that every time the word p'nei is used by kadjim, it talks about east. Right, because it says Pinei Kaporis Kenma. This pasuk becomes a binyanah for every place else. So that is not extra. Ella, I amark lemala de par la akushe. But if you say the second way we learned, that the lemala mi par is extra, and it's come to teach me the hekesh with lemata, to tell me that just like lemala goes, actually touches, so to lemata actually touches, well then, lemata de sar lemaasa. So then I have the next pasuk by the sar said I have to do sprinkle seven times below. Well, what's that come to teach us? I don't need it. I already learned it from the hekesh from par. What do I need it for? So this, the only way that all the psukim, all the words are used to teach you something, which we'll explain what they are, all the words there to teach you something, that has to be the first way, where it teaches me that nothing ever touches. So how does that work? So lemala de par, right, lemala de par is there because of pnei kedem, to teach me that anytime it says pnei, it means east, sprinkled towards the east. Lemata de par is teaching me the seven sprinklings. Lemala basayir, the Malabasar is teaching me the one. And that goes, then you can learn out to the power that's one on top. Lamata the Sayer, well, I already know seven, that's come to teach me that just like that sprinkling is below, is not touching, also to all the other sprinklings are not touching. According to this, the sprinklings of the blood do not touch the paroches, do not touch the kaporas. And that's the way it is, doesn't touch it. Right? You have the picture in the Machon HaMikdash book, it has a picture. You see him standing in front of the Aron, and it's basically like there's a lineup of blood in front of him. He did one this way, to sprinkle it like this way. I guess he sprinkled it up and it went down, and then he did seven like this. So he had a row of eight splotches of blood in front of him. Okay. So now we don't basically this Bryce should have come first. This Bryce is not going to come teach us how you learn from one for the other, but it's one and seven again, because by par it only mentions the seven, doesn't the seven below. The seven down doesn't mention the one up. The mala and mata shouldn't be above and below. It should be up and down. Basically, that's the way to do it. So by par, it only doesn't mention the one up. It only mentions the seven down. And by sar, it only mentions one above, up, doesn't mention seven down. So you have to learn from each other. So how does that work? So Tana Rabbanan. By the way, when I started learning, I'm like, what are you talking about? The parochus is filled with blood. That's the story. He went to Rome and he found the parochus filled with blood. So we'll get to it. The parochus gets filled with blood, so he has to go.
We have no idea why it's one and seven.
What? I don't know what that means. I mean, look at the Darshanim. I'll explain to you what the significance is. So I have a question also. Why is it that with this sprinkling, eventually you have to count. You have sprinklings all year. See, that's four on the. What's the counting? When you do a regular chatas and you have to sprinkle four times in each corner of the mizbeach, you count one, two, three, four. You just do it. What is this counting?
20 minutes for davening.
Huh?
Yeah, but I wonder why he answer like that. Why can't they think one, two, three? One.
So that will get to. We'll discuss that. So one says it's because you don't get confused, and one says it's because there's a tassif. Tana Rabbanan. So how does it work? It says in the Brisa says as follows. We're talking now by the Sayer. By the Sayer it says, V'hiza oso al hakapores v'lipnei hakapores. V'hiza oso is in the singular. So you sprinkle it once, right? Lamadnu kama lamala v'sayer. We know now how many are sprinkled done upwards by the Sayer. That's one. No, one up by the Sayer. Lemata b'sayer, but by the sayer going what the down, it just says he's also lifnei akapor. It doesn't say the number, so any yodena kama. I don't know how many hazos are done mixed with the downwards motion by the sayer. So the Gemara says hareini dan. I'll learn it from somewhere else. Nemru domi lemata b'par, because it says lifnei akapor, she has a shevet palmin. By the par, it says how many sprinkles are done in the downward motion. The Nemru Dam Lamata Basari. It also says that it has to be a downward motion of sprinklings by the Sarah. We just don't know how many. So ma'ala mata b'par sheva, just like the downward motion sprinkling of the par is seven. So l'mata b'sar sheva, so to l'mata by the sire is also seven. Whereas says, wait a second, why are you learning out across karbanos? Just learn interkarbanos, between the karban itself. Klach l'derazel, go this way. Nemru damin l'mala b'sar, it says blood sprinkled in an upward motion by the sire, which is one. V'nemru damin l'mata b'sar, it also says damim going down by the sire. So just say ma'ala mala b'sar achas, ach l'mata b'sar achas. Say that it's one. Everywhere it's, in the carbon where it says one, it's one across the board. And when the carbon says seven, it should be seven across the board. Why are you learning from one carbon to the other? Just learn internally with the carbon. So the Gemara says, no. Nira l'midome. I don't know what the habimini is. Let's see what it's more similar to. Donim mata l'mimata. We learn downward from downward. The ain't donim mata l'mala. Don't learn downward from upwards. The Gemara says, adem adem. All the way around. Donim gufa mi gufa. Ain't donim gufa mi ama. Learn it from and talk to the carbon itself. I mean, that makes more sense. Learn it internally in the carbon itself. So the Gemara says, no, the Talmud Lomar, because we have a pasuk that says, right, the pasuk says by the Sa'ir, it says, V'hevi es damo el beis laparochas, v'asa es damo kasher asa l'dam hapar. You should do the blood just like you did the dam hapar. She'ain Talmud Lomar kasher asa. You don't have to, you're not, it doesn't come to teach me kasher asa. It doesn't come to teach me like the mechanics of up one up and seven down. Because it doesn't come to teach me the mechanics of up and down because that already says in the pasuk. So what's Kasher Asa teaching me that you do it the same way that you did it to the par? What's the only thing that we don't have information we don't have? Come to teach us Sheyu Kolas Yosav Shavos, that when you do it, it should all be equal, right? Kishem Shilamata Bepar Sheva Kachlamata Besar Besheva. So just like the downward sprinkling by the par is seven, so to the downward sprinkling by the sar is seven. So the Gemara says now we're going to go the same limud the other way. Because the other way, remember, the one of par is not mentioned. It's only mentioned one by Sawyer, the one with the upward motion. So lamadnu kama lamata the par of Sawyer. So now we know how many goes down by par and Sawyer. That's Sheva. It's seven. Lamala bapar in the kama. But going to the upward motion by the par, I don't know. Because the pasuk just says there, but lakach midama par, vihizab etzba'a p'nei kaporos kedma. Just take from the blood of the par and you sprinkle with your finger by the kaporos. Let's say how many times. So Hareini done. I'll learn it out. Nemru damin l'mal b'sayir. It says how many times by the sayir. By the sayir it says v'hiza oso al kaporos. Again, oso this thing is singular, which means one. Just gotta take that, right? V'nemru damin l'mal b'par. It also says a sprinkling above by the par. So malamal b'sayir achas. Just like by the sayir, the one upwards is one because it says oso af l'mal b'par achas. So too l'mal by the par is going to be one. Mar says wait again. Same limud. Why are you learning from one carbon to the other carbon? Learn internally in the carbon. Or this way, Nemru damin l'mata b'par. We know how many times you sprinkle downward by the par. Seven. So v'nemru damin l'mala b'par, and we have to know we have a sprinkling l'mala upward by a par. We just don't know how many. So just say internally. So mala l'mata b'par seven, just like the downward of seven. Af l'mala b'par seven. So to the seven up. So Gemara says no. Nir l'midome. Let's see what it's more similar to. Done l'mala m'mala. They done l'mala m'mata. Learn upward motion from one upward motion, and don't learn down, upward motion from downward motion. Gemara says, well, no. What are you talking about? Adarava, done gufo mi gufo, vein done gufo mi alma. Learn it internally in the karma. Just like the par has seven down, it's seven up. Don't learn from the sorry for the par. The Gemara says, okay, we have a limud. Talmud Omar, the pasuk says, the asa damo kasher asa dama par, shein talmud kasher asa. We know that it has to be upwards and down. Ma talmud lomar kasher asa, so you call asios of shavos. All the asios of the par and the sorry should be equal and say, kashem shlamat par sheva, just like we know going seven down by the par, kathlamat besar sheva. Now we know that going down is seven by the sire. And just like we know, kashem shlamat besar achas, just like we know, once sprinkling upward, it's once by the sire. So kathlamat par achas, so to sprinkling upwards by the par is going to be only once. They have a gzeiros akasa to teach me you learn from each carbon and not learn it internally from the carbon itself. Okay. Now we get to your point. So the Mishnah had mentioned that when he would sprinkle, the one upward he would say achas, and then when he go down he would go achas achas, always basically counting the previous the upward motion with it. It's achas achas v'achas achas v'shtayim achas v'shalosh. So Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brayso, so this is how we used to count: achas achas v'achas achas v'shtayim achas v'shalosh achas v'arba achas v'chamesh achas v'sheish achas v'sheva. Putting the one before the seven. Dibre Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he would go achas, achas v'achas, shtayim v'achas, shalosh v'achas, arba v'achas, chamesh v'achas, sheish v'achas, shev v'achas. He would mention the downward ones first. Gemara says, melo plili, and there's no machlokas, Just the way that they used to different methods of methodologies of counting depending on their location. Below pligi, marka asrei, or marka asrei. Each one did it according to its own locale. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says towards the last third, marki isrei v'chule. But no, but they were just discussing. They were in the base of English.
I understand that. But you can't both be right.
I hear what you're saying. I guess they were just trying to tell their people in their location. They would count. They would mention both numbers. So where Ramea lived, when you mention both numbers, you'd always mention them. You're right. In the base of English, they only did it one way. I don't know. He says, but Ashrei de Rabbi Meir, Rashi says, Monin Minyan Klal Tchila. You would do the Klal first, right? So like we count 21. That's how you would do it. Monin Klal Tchila. The Afrikach Prat. And then you would mention the Prat. You go to Esrim Ve'achas, Esrim Mushtayim. The Ashrei de Rabbi Meir, Prat Tchila. You'd mention the Prat first, right? So you mention 1 and 2. I guess I don't know. Shtayim Ve'esrim. Shalosh Ve'esrim. That's how we count.
It's not 22. You're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 below. Why do you have to mention the one above?
We didn't get to that yet.
I'm saying 21.
I'm just saying when you would count numbers, the machlokas would mention the prat or the klal first. So you mentioned two separate numbers. Do you mention the larger number first or the lower number first? The Rashi. But Ashrei de Rabbi Meir, Monim Minyan Klal Tchila V'Achak Prat. You mentioned the klal and then the prat. Kagon Esrim V'Achas Esrim Mushtayim. You're just saying is that you're saying your question is. I think it's a valid question. Is that when you're saying that the machlokas is when you're counting a whole number, 21, do you do 2 and 1 or do you do 1 and 20? Yeah. Here we're not mentioning a whole number. 1's 1, that's 1's own number, and the other one is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, so it should make a difference. Right. Okay. The Kulei Alma, but everyone agrees that Kulei Alma Mias, Hazari Shon Otzricha Minyan in Kolachas V'Yachas. Everyone agrees that you have to include the initial Hazar, right? And David's question is also good. Like, okay, who cares what it was in their location? What did they count? How did they do it in the base of English? The Kuliyama Miyaz Hazar Rishon Tzricha Minyan in Kolachas V'Yachas. You have to mention that first sprinkling with the seven sprinklings. Everyone agrees that. Whether you do Achas V'Shtayim or you do Shtayim V'Achas, still mentioning that Achas every time. Why? My timer. What's the reason? So Relazar Amar, Relazar says, Shelo Yite V'Hazos. So he doesn't get confused. He doesn't get confused. That's what he says. Rashi says, Sheyelo shehus ben tayim lasez libo leminyon shlo yitta. I guess keeps the flow going. I'm not sure. It doesn't mess up. That's what he says. Lo yitta. Right. Seems to be the rabbanon. Shelo yitta b'hazos. Because I guess by the fact that he's counting the first one between each hazah, so then he has to concentrate more to remember which one of the seven he's on. Seems to be what Rashi is saying. Coming God, those weak on Yom Kippur. And he has all these other reasons. He has a weakness. He has to make all these things to make sure that he's by saying achas. Now he can be misbonin and know that it's the sixth one of the. That's what he seems to be saying. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a pasuk. Amakra vilifnei hakaporis yazeh. Right, it's in front of the kaporis he's a sprinkle. She'ein tamid lomar yazeh. Don't tell me that yazeh there is to teach me the sprinkling because I already know the sprinkling from the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk at the beginning says he's of etzba'o. What's the extra yazeh? The extra yazeh is coming. They get to count that yazeh, even when you're doing the other hazos. Ma tamer lomer yazeh, li med alzar rishona, shetricha minyanim kolachas v'yachas. It comes to be a dindaraisa. So my benayu, so what would be the practical difference between the two? Ike benayu de lo ma'av man nevelotah. Let's say he doesn't do the counting like that, but he doesn't make the mistake. According to Rabbi Eleazar, okay, he should have done it, so he doesn't make a mistake, but he didn't make the mistake, and it's fine. It's not likuva. It's just a dinder rabbanan to protect him from making a mistake. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned from a pasuk, which means it's an actual halacha. So it's halacha if he doesn't do it right. If he doesn't do it, and then he's got a problem. He did it wrong. I guess he had, and it's probably likuva. Right? Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi name. I guess lo ta. According to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be pasul. What? Oh, there it is. Limen al haza uksiva chuka likuva. Right. It says the word. I don't know if it was there. It says chuka by the avodas yom kippurim, which teaches me that all the avodas on yom kippur is ma'akev. Everything mentioned is ma'akev. So this is also ma'akev. So if he doesn't do it, it's possible he has to do it again. That's a big difference. Okay.
If he only counts
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no good according to Rabbi Yochanan. Saves a custom teaches me that he has to mention the Hazar Achas with the seven each time. Okay. The Mishnah then mentioned that what happened was he did the par first. He would do the par first, yotzeh v'hinicho, and he would take the dam of par and he would put it al kain hazav shebehekal. He put on some pole, like a golden pole where he would let it rest, and then he would take, according to Tanakhama, there was two. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only one because he didn't want to get the two confused. He didn't want to get them. Didn't want to get them confused, right? That's what right. The Mishnah says. The Tanakhama says the dam asar you put on the second one. Rabbi Yehuda says only one because Rabbi Yehuda didn't want them to get confused. But if there's only one, you won't get confused because you know what you're holding and you have to keep switching. So you're not going to get confused. You know what it is. Okay. Not in Hossam. We learned the Gemara is not going to bring another din by Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, what's going on here is Rabbi Yehuda is always concerned about the confusion, something that looks the same for something else. So Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Brisa. This is in Shkolim. Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayu Shofaros Lekine Chova Mipnei Hataroves. They wouldn't have the shofaros. We wouldn't have the boxes that collected wide on top, thin on the bottom, so you can't stick your hand in. They wouldn't have the shofaros in the Beis Hamikdash to collect money for the kinei chova, to collect money for karbanos of birds that are a chov, which are what? The zava and the yoledes, or someone who's nichnas meshogeg betum in the mikdash, because in there we have some of the money has to be mechata, some has to be ha'ola. Vipnei ha'tarovas, because of the tarovas. That's why we wouldn't do it. So what? Vipnei ha'tarovas. Rashi says, so the Gemara says, Vipnei ha'tarovas. Amar Rav Yossi, Vipnei tarovas chov b'nei l'ava. Because you're going to get mixed up. You're going to mix things that are chov, birds that are for a chova, and birds that are for a nidava. So what's the problem? So last Rashi on the Amud says, Shema yitchalev shofar b'shofar. Because we're going to have two shofros. One shofar is going to be for the kinei chova, and one shofar is going to be for the kinei nedava, right? So maybe what will happen, you'll mix up one shofar with the other shofar, v'yakrav mimo shofar hachova, and you'll take money from the shofar hachova, nedava, and you're going to use that money for a korban nedava. O mishal nedava, chova v'tipasel. Or you're going to take the nedava money for a chova to be pasel. Shachova, because when it comes to the chova, achas lechatos v'achas le'ola. One has to be for a chatas, one has to be for an ola. The hanadava kulan olos, and the nadava are all olos. The ain maisa ola, maisa chatas shavin. And it's different. Remember, the maisa for the birds are different. So what's going to end up happening? What he's afraid of what's going to happen is, let's say he takes the money from the shofar of the chova, and he's going to buy nadava birds, or he's going to take money from the shofar of the nadava and buy korbanos chova. Well, that's a bigger problem, because what's going to end up happening, he's going to buy chatos, but that money is only earmarked for nadava for olos. So,
you have
okay, so we're going to get on it. We'll get to that. You get to that. He goes jumping the gun. So Amrle Avaye. So Avaye says, what's the big deal? Navatre, Metu, V'nichtov Alayu. And write on it. Just write on it. This is the Chovos. This is the right? Write on it. Hate the Chova. The Hate the Nadava. One's for the Chova. One's for the Nadava. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have Siva. Rashi says, what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva, ain't Sochum in Akach. He's not Somich on that. Doesn't think it's sufficient. The Zimnin, the Lava Daiti Liyune Bekiswa. Oftentimes, people don't pay attention. He's very concerned about. Right, and then they sue and they get a lot of money for it. Right. So. He doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe that writing it is sufficient. Doesn't believe it? Okay. So the Gemara says, Ditanan. How do we know? We have the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. And how many people die? Yeah, that kid Nebuch in the neighborhood that happened to.
It doesn't say on anything.
It said something about traces, no? This not. Learned in our Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayasham Ela Kan Echad Vavad. It only had one stand. He only had one stand. So trade my time alone. Why not have two? Just have two. And right, this one is, you put the Dom Sawyer on this one, and you put the Dom Power on this one. You won't get mixed up. Must be that he holds that Ksiva isn't sufficient. Right? Trey, my timer, lo mishum de michalfe. As the Gemara says, v'navit trey, v'lichtov aleyu, hide the parva, hide the sire. Elo, the Rabbi Yehuda, less like Ksiva. He doesn't hold that Ksiva is sufficient. Right? If you have two, right, look at Rashi, I think it's important, Rashi. Rashi says, we should
the two stands.
Rabbi Yehuda only has one, because he's confused, he's concerned that you're going to mix it up. He says, what's the big deal? Put two and write the big plaque. This is where you put the Dhamma Par. This is where you put the Dhamma Sawyer. But the fact that that's not good enough for Rabbi Yehuda must mean that Ksiva is not sufficient for Rabbi Yehuda.
What does he propose that.
You have, which says in the Mishnah, you only have one. One stand, and I put one and I switch it. I keep switching it, so I know what I'm
that's
using.
Not
the,
well, that's not going to be confusing.
Yeah.
According to him, it's not.
Can you tell me, by the way, that there were at least 20 different
prescriptions
inside the Beit HaMikdash?
There were.
Every gate didn't have one?
Every
gate didn't have one?
I have no idea. I don't even know what the Mishnah tells me.
I'll tell you, they didn't have a guy walking around. That's for sure.
No, you went to, well, you had to go to a specific place and put it and give it to them, and then they would, and then they would put it into these, into these places, and that's where they would take it out. It's like their safe deposit box. You say to Cohen, this is for the doubles, for the, this is for wood. Cohen takes it and puts in the one, the earmarked for wood. They didn't have 20 of them all over the place. Mishnah says there's 13. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, but
that was,
more confusing without the writing. Gotta keep track of whose blood it is.
All right, you think so? I don't think he doesn't. He disagrees, or Yehuda disagrees with you. Okay, so the Gemara says, no. I'm going to master now a stira, where it's going to show that Rabbi Yehuda does think that Ksiva is sufficient. Then we have a problem. If he thinks that Ksiva is sufficient, then why do I only have to have one? Why can't I write it and have one pole? Why do I have to have two? So Meisvei, is a Mishnah in Masechah Shkalim. Shalosh Esrei Shofaros Hayu B'Mikdash. There were 13 shofaros. These were these boxes that were made, shaped like a shofar, that they were in the Mikdash, and into them, they would, people who were chayiv karbanos and nadavim would put their money for those specific karbanos. Vayikasuv alehen, and they were written on them. It was written on each of them what it was. Number one was tiklin chadatin. That was the new shkalim. That's all the shkalim for this calendar year, right? Tiklin. That's number one. Number two is tiklin atikin. These are the shkalim from last year, right? The ones from last year, I guess you used for. They would use it to build to. You couldn't use it for the karbanos, but you would use it for the Ben Gavai stuff, but it was for the gold. I think for the gold and silver that they would use it for. That's number two. The gozle ola. You have a one card, but one for the gozle ola. We'll see what gozle ola are. The etzim, another, the number fourth one was for someone who's the menadev wood. Number five is lavona. That's number five. Number six, wait, did I mess up? Tiklin Chalitin, Tiklin Atikin. Then there's Kenan, right? We missed Kenan. Kenan is number three. So what's the difference between Kenan and Gozli Ola? We'll see, but that's going to be the point of contention. That's number three. Gozli Ola is four. Eitzim is five. Livona is six. Zav the Kapores, someone that donates gold is seven. Vishisha Nadavim. They had six shofaros for Nadavim. I mean, the stuff they would put on for Ketzim Mizbeach, they would have, so there you have your 13. Now, Tiklin Chalitin, the Gemara explains, Tiklin Chalitin, Shal Kol Shana B'Shana. That's the Master Shekel that's brought every single year. For this year, Tiklin Atidin, Mishlo Shakal Eshtakad, he who did not give last year, Yishkol Shana Hapa. He should be, still has the whole, he has to make do on his pledge, so he has to bring it. But Rashi says, V'nosan L'Shofar Shal Tiklin Atikin, the Asgizbarin, Nosan Osan L'Shayari Lishka Shal Eshtakade, Shabahed Bonim Chomas Eiro Midlosel, Kizatamish Kolos, for public works. You use that for public works. Okay, then, the Gemara says, Kenan, what's Kenan? Hain Torin, those are the turtle doves. And Gozle Ola, Hain B'nei Yonah. I mean, you had one for the different types of birds. Not that the Kenan was for the pears. He says, no, it's for different types of birds, right? Hain Gozle Ola, Hain B'nei Yonah, B'chulan Olos. These are all olos, meaning the money for a chatas you wouldn't put aside, Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda, because you're concerned that you're going to get confused. But he's only saying that when it comes to the birds. He's not arguing about any ksiva aspect. There are 12 others. All of them had something written on it. He's just arguing in this Mishnah as to what goes in, what it's going for. He's not arguing about the writing on it. Right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda basically said. It doesn't say anything.
So what is he saying? How is he arguing on, what is he saying there?
He didn't say anything. No, he's not arguing anybody.
What is he saying? That what?
That the Kenan is Torin. The shofar of Kenan, those are specifically for turtle dove birds. And the Gozli Ola for the Bnei Yonah. I would have learned that Kenan means that it's money for the people who are chai of a Cain. And the other one is just an adava for those who are chai of an adava. I just want to bring an adava, which is bring only an Ola. He says, no, it's for the birds. The bottom line is, though, it says, V'hayu kasuv aleihem. And that's Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything.
For a carbon, there's no shaker for that.
If a person buys a big
an animal, a cow, was a sire.
Right, you're asking this now.
There's no kenan for that.
Can you shofar?
Kenan's a bird. Bird
shofar. Huh? Shofar, I'm saying.
There's no shofar for a chova. No.
No.
According to this, is not.
Is it not?
Okay.
Wonder why?
I don't know. It wasn't. So you would bring it, you come with your animal. I don't know. You come with your animal. That's that. Okay. So the Gemara, so you see you have the bottom line is based on this, there's no, Yehuda says that Ksiva is fine. So Ksiva is fine, so what's the problem having two pillars in the Kodesh? So Ki Asa Ravdimi, so Ravdimi came to, from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar, he said, Ami Barava, what does it mean, Taroves? Taroves doesn't mean they're getting mixed up. He says, this is the reason why he didn't make a shofar for the Kinei Chova. It's Gzeira Mishim Chatos Shemesu Ba'alea. It's a Gzeira because we're worried about Chatos Shemesu Ba'alea. If you have money of Chatos mixed up with the money of the Olos, and the guy who's supposed, maybe you're worried that throughout the year, the guy who put the money in there for a Chatos dies. Then comes a Chatos Shemesu Ba'alea. And a Chatos Shemesu Ba'alea, you have to send the, you can't use it. He has to die. What's the question?
My question is, you just said it again, that's money put in someplace
for the cane.
For
the cane.
For an ola.
Yeah.
I don't see any.
Yes, you do. You see it by the birds. The birds are chattas, the birds are olas also.
So you're talking about chattas, birds, chattas, birds, olas.
That's the only time you'll have a cane.
Okay.
You never have a cane for an animal. An animal's an animal.
All
right. Okay. So, Ki Asa Ravdimi Amar, Ami B'mar Rava, Gzeir Mishim Chattas Shemesu Baila. Look at Rashi. Right? Gzeir Mishim Chattas Shemesu Baila. Shema. Maybe one of the people who put money into the shofar died. And since some of the money here is supposed to be used for chataos, you have money for a chatas that the owners died. And they're supposed to go to the Yamamelech. It's mixed up, it's combined with the ones up for Ola, and it apostles them. That would be the Tarovis. Are you worried about that? What? What's the barrier? What's the bittel?
I think there's one or the other.
That's a, but the bishisha only applies where we say the word bittel applies. That doesn't apply. And how you, it's probably 50-50. Because the person's putting it for a cane. Half of it's for a chattas, half of it's for an ola. So it's probably 50-50.
So then we bring in a huge pile of money.
But the money, no, you're only putting money that's earmarked for chattas and olos in one container. So half of that money buys chatos, and half of that money buys olos. Where's your bittel?
See, I have a different...
Bittel is only when one is...
You're putting money in there for both of them.
They're all putting money for both there. So therefore it's 50-50. You don't have more chatos money or more ola money in there.
No, but within each individual quantity
you do. No, it's one big...
I understand.
Who drops in.
50% of that is going to...
Chatos.
Chatos and the
bittel. So there's no bittel.
You just look at that one part of that...
And look at one part of what?
Half the donations are going towards one type of carbon, half the and which carbon we have a problem with?
The chattas.
Right, so just look at the chattas money.
But how do you know which is the chattas money? You drop $2 in there.
Right.
How do you know which is which? You drop 2 coins in there. How do you know which is which?
I have a different problem with this entire thing. What is the purpose of doing this?
House always wins.
Well, that's true. What are they doing? What is the purpose of the entire thing? What are they gaining out of having
these? I can't. I have no idea. You have to look at what we do. This is where
we're in Scotland. I understand it. We went through this Cooper thing already before. I don't see what the whole purpose of the thing is. If you're going to do it for an exchange, you put the money inside, you get a ticket.
Right.
You get the ticket, you go over there.
All right, we'll have to do a different time. We have to finish. I can't. I know. That's a Scotland question. Ki asa ravdimi omer ba'rava gzeir mishim chato shemesu ba'alea. So the Gemara says, "Omi chayshinan, omi choshish for misa. We're not choshish for misa. But hatanah, Mishnah in Gittin, hasholeya chatosum dinas hayam. Somebody who sends his korban chatos from elsewhere, makriven also bechasu shukayim. We don't say, oh, maybe he passed away. We can't bring the korban. We bring it. We bring the korban. So we're not choshish for misa. So the Gemara says, Elim mishum chatos shemesu balavadai. We know who gave the money, and we know this guy died. So if we know this guy dies, well then." We have a problem. Now we have a mix-up, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We have a mix-up. The Gemara says, what's the problem? Similar to what they were saying. V'nivrar arba azuze. Let's just pull out 4 zuz. I'm not sure why 4. Pull out 4 zuz from the shofar. I guess that's what it cost. V'nashde b'maya. And throw it into the sea. And we'll say, this was the chatas money. Just take it out. Throw it out. And v'nishtaru. And the rest are good. So Rabbi Yehuda, let's say b'reira. No, but then you're having a b'reira. You say that this money, Huvra Lamafreya, this money is goes for the Chatos, and Rabbi Yehuda less lay Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. So we're still stuck if he holds
the Ksiva. He puts the money in the box, does he actually take 2 singles? This is for one, this is for the other, he dumps in 4 hours.
He dumps in the money and says, this is for a cane.
Rabbi saying he's putting money into two carbons at one shot.
Correct.
So does he actually say, okay, here's the first one, here's the second one?
Okay, let's just say he says this is for the first one, this is for the second one. Why?
He never really did it for the, then you could pull it out because he never specified which is which.
He said there's no brayer in that case.
Why is there no brayer? How do you know which one is which? Does he mark on it? I don't think they mark on it.
The
there's a mark on it.
Yes,
the house wins. He's there to put money
you're
in.
You're trying to get carbon. You're trying to get whatever reason that you need to come. That's what you're trying to get out of it. You just dumping things up and we're going to figure out later on what you're doing.
Right. That's the problem. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know the Breira. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know the Breira? It's a very long Amud Aleph. And then, oh, so. Have a good day. Stay dry.